because you're just going to have it and it's going to be gone, and then you're going to have your food, and then you'll be back to that wonderful palate again. So I loved it.
Yeah, that's about the only knock I would give it is I'm getting a finish, but I just wish it was, I wish it was longer. But other than that,
just keep drinking it, Bob.
Yeah, it fills the mouth. Absolutely fills the mouth. Delicious wine. This one is,
it's just not something you pair with. It's just you have it alongside something else you really like.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Well, we're going to be giving the Il Poggione Brunello di Montalcino 2020 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah, that one was lovely. So let's move on to our next wine. And let's see, is that you or is that me? Oh, that's me.
Molto bene.
Is that me or is that you?
I'll do it, my friend.
It is you, yeah.
I'll do it. Castello di Bulgari, Bulgari Superiore 2021. It's made with Cabernet Sauvignon, 20% Cabernet Franc, and 5% Merlot. The vineyards are 20 years old and are located 230 feet above sea level, facing the Tyrrhenian Sea. Fruit is hand-picked and sorted. Selected parcels are vinified partially in steel, partially in oak vats, and 130-gallon barrels. Maceration lasts 30 days on the cab and 20 days for the Cab Franc and Merlot. Most of the fermentation occurs with indigenous yeast. It's aged 20 months in oak, first 12 months in 130-gallon barrels, followed by maturation in huge barrels until bottling. The color was a mystery until after the break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin was just getting ready to start telling us his thoughts about this beautiful Bulgari Superior.
So the color was a pleasant dark red. The nose was subtle. It had a nice tannic structure and had layers of heavy cream, a suggestion of fruit, and I got like Pecorino Romano on the nose a little bit. The palate was very savory. I got like a meaty bolognese and Parmesan cheese notes on this palate. And the finish, there was fruit on the back end. First time it really was prominent, with grapes and tropical fruit notes. And I don't know whether to drink it or eat it, but either way, it's just delicious. What did you think, Bob?
Apparently somebody wants to go eat Italian for dinner tonight because he's fantasizing. So it's a beautiful wine. Absolutely beautiful wine. Beautiful, dark, 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 dark color. On the nose, lavender, currants, dark black fruit. Just a hint of pepper. On the palate, this wine is absolutely huge. Fills the mouth. The tannins, the grip on this, is it grabs your tongue and lets you know that it's there.
Yeah.
Dark red fruit. There is just a slightly, I'll give you the Parmesan. There's a slight bit of that sort of cheesy umami in the back.
Mm. Did you get savory notes or not?
Yeah, it's very savory. Okay. I mean, there's fruit there, but it's more savory to me than it is fruity.
Yeah.
It's like chewing a steak.
Yeah. Mm. Which just sounds not great for a wine, but it really works.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This would, I mean, this with a tomahawk ribeye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This would be.
Or a cheese, because the wine tastes like meat. So it's like you're having meat and cheese.
Yeah.
If you used to eat meat, now you don't, couldn't you miss it? Just drink this wine. There's no meat in it.
It tastes like meat. If you used to eat meat and you don't eat meat anymore, you're probably not listening to this show. That's for sure. But yeah, absolutely beautiful wine. Oh my gosh. It just, hold on. Let me go back. Mm. Yeah, the Cab Franc, I can definitely feel that in there because I can feel that Franc underneath, but
texture.
Yeah. But the
structure.
This is perfectly blended and perfectly made. Absolutely fantastic wine. So we're going to be giving the Castello de Bulgari Superior 2021 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
Molto bene, my new friends.
Yeah, that does not stink. Good God. So we've done Spain, we've done Italy. Let's go to California to a winery started by a gentleman who came here from Persia. So Dariush Khalidi founded the Dariush Estate Winery in Napa in 1998. And since that time, he's accumulated about 120 acres of vineyards spanning the Mount Veeder, Oak Knoll, and Coombsville ABAs. And they focused on Bordeaux and Rhone varietals. Dariush focuses on the visitor experience. They all do, but
better than any other winery.
But they do an amazing job of it. Yeah, I mean, the food there is just incredible.
Yep.
And absolutely beautiful experience going there. If you're ever in the valley, you certainly don't want to miss it. And visually stunning winery as well. But what we are going to be drinking today, thank you so much for sending, is the Dariush Darius II Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. This is Napa Valley, 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. Hope Goldie was the winemaker, who's been there over 20 years, I believe. So this is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, sourced predominantly from the Dariush Estate Vineyards. Let's take a look at it here. What's the ABV on this? I didn't even look. It is 15.5. There it is. Okay. Beautiful label. The artwork on the label. And like all their wines, the bottle lets you know that it's a substantial wine because it's a substantial bottle. On the color, beautiful. Just dark, 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 dark garnet. On the nose. Mm. Graphite. Herbs. A little bit of thyme. A little bit of sage. Dark red stewed fruit. And let's have a taste, shall we? Hmm. Hmm. Wow. I'm sorry we opened this now because this wine is only going to get better, but it's already absolutely fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful tannins, very well integrated, but they're there. There's a spine and a backbone in this wine that lets you know this thing is ready to go. This one could go for quite some time, I think, as most of their wines are. But this one is absolutely magnificent. Just such a good mouthfeel to it. What do you think, Justin?
So the color was definite garnet. I couldn't see through it. My first note on the nose was angels were singing in my nose. And then there's like mushrooms, fruitcake on the nose, that the wild flavors faded off after it's been in the glass for a while. There was gorgeous fruit on the palate. light Manila wafers. The finish goes on forever. You never want to stop drinking this wine. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
Yeah, the finish just stays with you. It grabs you and holds you by the throat, and it does not let you go. Beautiful wine.
Yeah, just open this, shut your phone off for like 4 hours, and just enjoy it.
Yeah, and a really pretty label. It's I have the notes here. It's from a 19th century tile from Tehran, Iran, acquired in 1876 by the Victoria and Albert Museum. But very pretty label. But the wine, labels are great, bottles are great, but the wine. This is a wine to be reckoned with. This thing's got a body and a soul, and absolutely magnificent wine. If you see this on the shelf, you need to grab one of these. Do not pass this one by. So we're going to be giving the 2022 Darius II Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, just so well done. Oh my gosh. Not like we've ever had a bad wine from them, but that one's really good. Well, the last one we did was their 25th anniversary, and that one was pretty spectacular as well. Yeah. But yeah, this one really is hitting all cylinders.
Yep.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me here in the basement.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's not a bad day.
Not a
bad day at all. We did quite the little world journey with these, and nothing here really disappointed whatsoever. But, Lord have mercy. For Made Man Bob, thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And if you were here with us today, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I didn't even get to play all my new sound effects, so...
With another show for another sound, my friend.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
Orson. And we're gone.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Is Bird Note. Poet Sidney Wade has been birding for nearly 20 years. But for even the most experienced birders, there are days when we learn something entirely unexpected. Here's Sidney with a poem about one such encounter with a double-crested cormorant.
Blue. The great blue song of the earth is sung in all the best venues, treetop, marsh, desert, shore, And on this spring day in the wetlands where, under a late sun, we stand alone and in love with each other and the passing day, we watch a cormorant whose eye is ringed in blue diamonds, a shimmering lure, and we love this blue and this dark bird and this deepening sky that pinks and hums in the west. And then the bird opens his beak and flutters his throat, and the late afternoon light illuminates the inside tissue of his mouth, which is as blue as his ocular jewelry, as blue as the bluest ocean, as blue as the sky in all its depth, as blue as the back of the small and determined beetle who struggles to roll his enormous dung ball in his own breeding bid to enchant another small blue miracle. Part of their mating plumage is they get this beautiful sapphire ring around their eye. And I had not known that the inside tissue of their beaks turns blue as well.
Find more poetry about birds at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
mother calls her friends, doesn't know where she is. Shopping carts through the streets, I swear it's the only way it should be seen.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Jokes at home. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In January, Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois signed a law designed to increase the use of clean energy in the state by investing in energy storage.
The wind isn't always blowing and the sun isn't always shining. Battery storage really solves that problem by being able to store excess clean energy and release it later, especially during times when folks are using a lot of energy.
Kavi Chantham is with Vote Solar, a nonprofit that helped draft the Clean and Reliable Grid Affordability Act. The law directs the state's power agency to acquire 3 gigawatts of battery storage within about 5 years. That's enough to power millions of homes during hours when the demand for energy is high. By storing clean energy when it's cheap and abundant, the batteries will help utilities avoid turning to more expensive fossil fuels to meet surges in demand. Customers will see a charge on their bills for battery storage.
But ultimately, the savings are shown through analysis to be greater than the cost.
Overall, this investment in batteries is expected to save people billions of dollars on their utility bills over the next 20 years and speed up the transition to clean energy. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.